You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
Mokebe, thank you for your time with us this morning on The Weekend View. All right. What is this thing, right? And I wish we had it in studio. And I tried doing the show with the simulator, but what is it actually meant to achieve? And I asked this question really in the backdrop of the work that has been done over the years around awareness on drunken driving and so on. So one can't argue that South Africans aren't aware of the dangers of drunken driving, but it doesn't stop the bad behavior that we continue to see on our roads. So what are you hoping the Drunken Goggles simulator could achieve, perhaps, in trying to change this bad behavior?
Good morning, Sebenzile, and good morning to your listeners. Thank you so much for having us this morning. I mean, yeah, you're right. I think a lot of people at the back of their minds are very much aware that, you know, drinking and driving or driving under the influence is the incorrect choice to make. But the insight that we lead off of is that a lot of people think that nothing is going to happen to them. The fear at worst is that they may get caught, but they certainly don't believe that they may be involved in any sort of accident or God forbid, any sort of fatality. So the objective of this innovation in what we call our year of innovations at aware.org is to provide a digital tool where people can go onto our website very safely so and not have to experiment whilst in reality under the influence. They can go on and they can see for themselves what the effects of alcohol are on your driving capabilities almost in real time.
And for those who've tried it, I don't know if you've tried it yourself, what sort of feedback have you received? Like, what does the experience actually feel like?
It's actually, you should try it. It's very easily accessible on our website, www.aware.org.za, and you just go onto our tools page. It's a really good instrument and very easy to use. And how it works is that you are almost escorted into a bar, and it's a first person view of life. Basically, you go into a bar, you choose to have one, two, three, or whatever number of drinks that you'd like to have. Mm-hmm. There's different types of alcohol with, of course, different alcohol content that we do not necessarily show. And then you are basically given a set of car keys to go out into your car, which is parked outside. And you get an opportunity to go and drive this car and to park it safely. And that's how it works. It really is easy. All you have to do is to navigate the car. And you can see the difference between the ease of navigation or the difficulty of navigation, depending on the number of drinks that you've potentially had. Mm-hmm. The more that you consume, the more difficult it is to actually accomplish this. The more that it is difficult to actually control the car, which is the reality of the situation in real life. When you are driving and you have consumed alcohol, you are less capable of driving. You are less capable of making quick, smart decisions in terms of being careful on the roads. And this is exactly what our drunk simulator is showing.
Mm-hmm. Does it take into account, you know, kind of varying, you know, alcohol tolerance levels? Men may then say, oh, okay, if this thing says, you know, after say I've chosen 10, I ordinarily can handle, you know, 12 without there being an issue. you know, does it not run the risk of somebody then say, okay, no, I should be fine anyway? I imagine, you know, because people, and especially somebody who is inebriated, they think they are good and, you know, well and ready to drive. So how do you, I suppose I'm trying to get to the point of how do you actually get people to say, oh, hang on a second, this is really terrible. I shouldn't do it at all.
Yeah, two very valid questions. So number one, it basically takes what the average human adult would take to be over the influence. For example, we don't use individual metrics like weight and height, etc.
Yeah.
So it's not customized to each individual, because I do think what you're saying is true. That might actually be playing in dangerous territory. We don't want people thinking that, oh no, if I take 10 drinks, I'm still very well capable of driving, because the reality is that you're not.
Mm.
And what a lot of South Africans, it turns out, based on our insights, think is that, you know, give or take whatever they've calculated in their minds or whatever has worked in the past. And by work, I mean, they've managed by some force of the universe to get home safely without incident, believe that they are able to drive in that condition. And the truth is that they're not. The truth is that there's so many variables when it comes to the intake of alcohol. It's, again, your weight, your height, your gender, how much you've eaten, the amount of water you've taken in, the duration of time that you drink within. So what we're saying is that what you need to do is to make plans before the drinking takes place. A lot of people put themselves in these situations because they go out to, in inverted commas, have a good time without the pre-planning. And by the time you get there and by the time you've had a certain number of drinks, for a lot of people, the decision making or the good decision making, the rational decision making goes out of the window. So what we're saying is that you need to plan ahead. And this is the education part of what we're trying to present to the public. You need to think about alternative means of transport. You need to think about designated drivers.
Yeah.
You need to think about e-hailing systems. But fundamentally, the simulator itself was built to show, number one, that if you are to drive under the influence, you are impacted. Your brain is impacted. Your functionality is impacted.
Yep.
And there's no way that you are the same person before and after taking a drink.
Absolutely. People can try this on your website at aware.org. Eh?
Yes, aware.org.za. Click onto the tools bar and it's right there to be seen and tried.
Thank you very much, Mokebe Tulo, who is head of brand at aware.org. That's aware.org. Try it out, eh? And hopefully we'll make better decisions.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.